On September 27th, 50-year-old Mark Dillon, fire chief of Crown King Fire District from August 2016 to June of 2017, was arrested and charged with theft, fraudulent use of a credit card, and forgery. Dillon was arrested at his residence in Coolidge, Arizona, based on an arrest and search warrant with assistance from the Pinal County Sheriff's Office. He remains in the Pinal County Jail on a $25,000 bond. Of note, the Crown King Fire District is a legal taxing authority established as a special district within Yavapai County. Taxing authority comes from the Arizona Department of Revenue after the Board of Supervisors approves the formation of the district. Once established, the elected Fire District Board is the only and final supervising authority for the district, and there is no direct oversight above them other than the taxpayers and voters in the district. The fire chief is a paid position. Some background on the case. During the time frame indicated while employed as the Crown King Fire Chief, Dillon had access to a credit card for incidental department-only related expenses. During the investigation, which began in May of this year, YCSO detectives discovered he used the card without authorization for the purchase of personal goods and services during multiple transactions over 5 months. The theft exceeds $4,000 from the district. Detectives also located an employment application forged with a signature of a fire district employee and used by Dillon while processing for new employment with another agency. Dillon had apparently removed his personnel file from district offices without authorization. YCSO detectives were initially notified of the theft by CKFD personnel after Dillon's sudden departure in June of 2017. Prior to employment with CKFD, Dillon had signed documents acknowledging the use of the CKFD credit card for work-related costs only. Several attempts by CKFD staff to contact Dillon regarding these spending issues after he resigned were not answered in any meaningful way. Multiple merchant purchases have been identified, which are clearly outside any reasonable interpretation of CKFD interest, including $19,050 in personal legal fees for criminal charges from an off-duty altercation not connected in any way to work, bulk propane deliveries to his personal residence, ladies' fashion jewelry, fashion sunglasses, ladies' and children's clothing, parts purchased for his personal vehicle, children's toys, groceries including alcoholic beverages, dining out, and movie tickets. During June, July, and August of 2018, detectives reviewed each questionable transaction on the account, with some investigative work delayed due to subpoenas being issued for records, and confirmed the unauthorized uses. On September 27, 2018, detectives obtained a felony complaint, arrest warrant, and search warrant based on the facts revealed during the investigation. Dillon was located at his Coolidge, Arizona home and arrested without incident. During an interview, Dillon admitted using the CKFD credit card to cover personal expenses, but indicated the district board had responsibility to approve or deny such activity and did not do so.